Our next story is very much about the present in Mexico. It's got echoes of Pablo Escobar, but the story about the Knights Templar diverges wildly from that narrative. The Knights Templar is a crime syndicate based in the Mexican state of Michoacán. Their name may sound like a religious order. They're more like a cult crossed with a cartel. But a holy war of sorts is being waged against them. Local vigilantes have taken up arms against the cartel with the support of Catholic Bishop Miguel Patiño Velázquez. Josh Partlow has been covering the story for The Washington Post. He joins us from Mexico City. First of all, who are the Knights Templar, Josh? How are they different from other drug cartels?
You know, they're kind of a descendant from another drug cartel that's been active for several years in Michoacán, this western state of Mexico. I think what makes them most interesting is they have kind of a cult following, or at least they, you know, have a religious aspect to them. The leader, kind of the spiritual leader of the group, who may or may not have been killed by the police a couple years ago, many residents believe he's alive, is a man who gives sermons and is said to have religious writings and that sort of thing. And people build shrines to him. I see in one of the towns I visited in Michoacán recently, I saw a large shrine on a hillside where people worship to him and his group. So I think that's the most bizarre thing about the Knights Templar is how they see themselves kind of as a religious defenders of the peasantry out there.
That sounds very bizarre. Is it, would you go so far as to say that it's part religious order, part crime syndicate?
Yeah, that's how people describe them. You know, I don't know how much their religion guides their actions in contrast to the more obvious economic motives they have, you know, organized crime, extortion. You know, in Michoacán, most people say this is the most dominant drug gang at the moment. They make millions of dollars, both extorting businesses all over the state and local politicians as well. And they control the movement of meth chemicals in from the port on the Pacific in through Mexico.
All right. So where does Bishop Velázquez enter the story?
So he's been a bishop out there for years. You know, when I spoke with him, he said this has been an issue that he's lived with for decades, but that it's gotten increasingly worse. And he's, you know, decided to speak out. And he has, in a series of letters, kind of open letters from the diocese and also in interviews, media interviews, he has talked about how the level of organized crime has gotten to the point where, you know, it needs to stop. The local government is involved. He really jumped into the national spotlight with these statements over the last couple months.
Isn't the local government stepping in to, you know, do what it's supposed to do, law and order?
Yeah, you know, the local government, not so much. I mean, that's one of the main problems out there, it seems like, is the municipal officials, the state officials. The way people describe it, they're really intertwined with these organized crime groups. So a lot of people don't have much confidence in them. You know, the federal government has sent in troops to Michoacán, a few thousand troops. So you see them out there patrolling and, you know, at checkpoints, but it's, you know, from the residents I spoke with, they don't seem to have too much confidence that the military is really going to be able to take on these organized crime groups. So that's where you see in the last few months the rise of these what they call the self-defense village militias, which have been probably the most interesting dynamic out there. Right now, there's all these residents who have banded together to fight the narcos themselves because they think the government's not doing enough. So, you know, other people, including in the state government in Michoacán, say that some of the churches are playing a bit more active role, kind of as a middleman between businesses who are donating to these self-defense groups and, you know, giving food and money and that sort of thing. I was also told that, you know, in some of these villages where the militias are active, the church bells act as a signal for people to come and fight the narcos.
Josh Partlow's story about Bishop Velázquez and the Knights Templar is in today's Washington Post. Josh, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.